Chapter 9, Whispers That Change the World. Think for a moment about the classiest, most sophisticated restaurant you've ever visited. Imagine the gourmet chef working tirelessly in the kitchen, designing each meal as though it were an individualized work of art. Tonight, he or she is preparing your dinner. Beef Wellington, a succulent cut of tenderloin, seared just right and topped with marinated mushrooms. Got the image in your mind? Now, if I were to ask you, what is one thing you could do to really annoy that chef? What would your answer be? I've had more time to think about this question than you have, so I'll give you my answer first. If I wanted to maximally annoy and offend that chef, I would wait until the gourmet meal was placed in front of me, then I'd look up and say, "Thanks, got any ketchup?" I dare you to try this sometime. And for the record, asking for A1 steak sauce will yield the same effect. Or imagine a Kennedy Center recital by a world-renowned vocalist whose perfect pitch and high C voice could shatter a wine glass. In the middle of her beautiful Italian aria, you jump up on stage and join in, singing along at full voice and at about a half pitch off key. Your performance could maim that musician for life, and she might just return the favor. Don't try it. Even musicians can throw a left hook. If you want to instigate a lively response from a musician or a chef, then try causing harm to the objects of their creativity. On a larger scale, if you or I want to instigate ire in a holy god, then try bringing harm to one of his creations by playing loose with issues of justice in our world. You can bank on a dynamic response. A quick scan of Scripture makes God's perspective on justice abundantly clear. "Do not pervert justice," Leviticus 19:15 says. "Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly." "Follow justice and justice alone," says Deuteronomy 16:20, "so that you may live and possess the land the Lord your God is giving you." Or how about Deuteronomy 27:19? "Cursed is anyone who withholds justice."